November 12th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, listen. I want only what is best for you, as any loving father would want for his children. I do not look forward to exercising my wrath upon you. The truth is, you try my patience with your reluctance, even refusal, to answer my call to personal holiness. Do not make the allurements of the world your be-all, end-all. Once again, I tell you that your salvation is your own responsibility, your own free choice. Once again, I tell you, your salvation is the holy love in your heart as you take your last breath. Do not suppose you can delay in responding to my call to you to change your earthly priorities. Titles, high-powered positions, or even wealth mean nothing when you come before the judgment seat of my Son. What does matter is how you used every asset I allowed in your life to please me and to help others. No one can know the exact time and date of his demise, his last judgment. If I predicted a great disaster would visit earth, only a fool would not prepare. Yet you know with certainty your final judgment comes closer with every breath. Prepare now by living in holy love, which is the embrace of all my commandments. Your perspective will change. Your priorities will change. I will be king of your heart, seated on the throne of holy love." A note is given to read Luke chapter 11, 27 through 28, true blessedness. As he said this, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that you sucked." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.